Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I had the chance to talk with soprano Carolyn Sampson when she was in town to sing Messiah with the Philadelphia Orchestra. In the course of the conversation, we talked about her new release, Reason in Madness. On it, she and pianist Joseph Middleton present songs written by a variety of composers in response to female characters in literature who were considered mad. We talked about how the album came to be.
We took, actually, as a starting point, the Ophelia Lieder by Strauss. And then we realized that there's a whole world of repertoire out there, some for Ophelia, some based on Mignon, for example, the songs by Wolf. And these women, madness is a tricky word, obviously, but, were considered mad and sort of driven to some form of insanity by their situations. And of course, it's a very rich theme when you start exploring that repertoire. And such fun.
Where did you find all these pieces?
My pianist and I, we tend to cook up an idea, and then actually he's very good at hunting out repertoire, and we'll sing things together and see how they work. And what we find is that sometimes things will work as a concert program, but on the disc we need to. So, for example, with this one, we changed the order of the songs completely.
Can you give an example of one of the pieces, one of its stories?
Well, Ophelia is an interesting one because she is driven to distraction and ends up drowning in the river. What's interesting is the way different people set her story. The Brahms songs that we do were written actually for an actress to sing on stage, so they're very simple, very folk-like. In fact, he only wrote the accompaniments later, so we do a little bit of it unaccompanied as well, which is interesting. And I think also fun because I felt exposed as well as a singer. So, these exposed, vulnerable characters sort of tied into my experience of performing it like that as well. Whereas the Strauss, he was actually very angry with his publisher. And so he made them deliberately very difficult for the pianist and the singer, not necessarily technically, but harmonically and all sorts of things, also technically.
Well, congratulations.